we have communications first up, 3 minutes each name for the record. And I'm assuming that the first three individuals who appear to be speaking on the same subject would like to come up together. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Go ahead and read their names, Carla.
1304, a request of Amelia Salvador to address council regarding announcement of the recipients of the Portland Immigrant Statue Award. 1305, request of Han Nin to address council regarding Portland Immigrant of the Year Award. And 1306, request of Joe Rossi to address council regarding introduction of award recipients of the Portland Immigrant Statue Award.
Excellent. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. We're here this morning to recognize and acknowledge the recipients of the Portland Immigrant Award. The Portland Immigrant Award is an award that honors the Portland Immigrant Statue, which is located at the intersection of 96th Avenue and Sandy Boulevard at the intersection of the 205. The Portland Immigrant Statue was commissioned in 2011 and is a bronze statue on site, the Traffic Island, and it's there to honor immigrants that come to the city of Portland. Every year since, we have awarded the award to a recipient.
Yes, I just want to say about the project, we award it every year to an immigrant, and the project is in commemoration of Portland's gratitude towards our past, present, and future immigrant citizens. I think this is a unique project because it has the ability to unite everybody in our city, whether your ancestors immigrated here, whether you immigrated here, and in future generations, we're hopeful that we'll still have the influx of immigrants that make our city great. It's unique in that aspect. It's also unique in time and aspect that it's relevant throughout all time. And like Amelia said, every year we award it to a citizen who best epitomizes the statue. The statue is the window in time when the immigrant arrives and he's walking into his opportunity to engage in America. And everybody in their past, present, or future has had that, somebody in their family or have that relevant to them. It was also a really great project. It was privately funded. It's one of those arts projects where it's a grassroots effort, and it really united the Park Rose community on our centennial year of 2011. And I see three of you that were on city council at the time, and we just want to say thank you for that.
All right. Good morning. And my name is Hai Nin. I'm the project, one of the project directors, and my role was primarily external in reaching out to the community to solicit nominations, and then that was the first phase of the project, and then the second phase was to bring it back to our voting committee of and this year there was a tie, so we're excited to be able to share and recognize two outstanding individuals. The first individual that I'll ask to come up is Hussein Albiati. He is a talented artist, community activist, and a business owner out in Hillsboro. And then, so I'll have them come up. So,
Mayor, may we have our recipients come up to have acknowledgement?
You may. We'll suspend the rules without objection.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to say real quick.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Sure. If you could identify yourself for the record. And again,
yes. My name is Hussein Albiati, and I simply just want to say that we all stand on shoulders of giants to build our futures, and I stand on my father's shoulders, and I simply want to say thank you for his sacrifice to be able to come to this land and do something with this opportunity. And for that, I'm grateful. So thank you, and I'm excited for what we could build in the future.
Beautiful. Thank you. Congratulations.
One last item. I think, go ahead, James. Hi.
Okay. And the second co-recipient for 2018 is Justin Huang. He is also a community activist. He was also a 2018 candidate for state representative. And the founder and owner of Joy Teriyaki. So may we also have Justin come up and provide some remarks.
Congratulations.
Hi, my name is Justin Huang. First of all, thank you for having me here today and giving me such a reward. And like Hussein told everyone, without our parents' sacrifice, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have a chance to have this great education in the state. So all I tried to do was their hard work is not going to the waste. That's what I'm going to keep doing it, and hopefully I could be a great asset for the community, and hopefully I could be a great standard for other immigrants as well. Thank you.
You are. Thank you.
One last quick item. I had somebody ask me a while back, like, can we have an artistic marquette of our statue? We commissioned this with the community to, like, Is this what we want to do? We had different versions. We made this, and then out of this became the big statue on the behalf of the community of Park Rose, historic Park Rose in our neighborhoods, and the project team. We'd like to offer this. It's a commemorative edition statue. Somebody in your office can put it on their desk, and when people from other countries come visit, you can tell them that Park Rose is the host community, and Portland recognizes immigrant contributions from all countries.
Hey,
thank
Joe.
You.
Thank you. Joe, yes. Tell us when the ceremony is. So, because I think you do a formal event, don't you?
Yes, we do a formal event on site, of which all three of you have attended that were a part of the team. We did it just previously, and we wanted to come here just to announce the winners.
Okay.
So
thank
we
you.
Do it every year in November.
Great. We'll
That's
find a place of
great
honor
great
for that.
In your front office. Or
we'll find a great place for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would you mind doing me a favor and just hand that to Michelle, who's yes. back there, and we'll take good care of it. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for starting us off on such a positive note.
Thank
we
you.
Sure appreciate
so nice.
It. And congratulations to your award winners. Well done.